The Eric Garner protests have spread to central New York. About 24 demonstrators gathered in front of the federal building in Syracuse today to express concern about the latest court case involving an unarmed black man killed by police. More from WRVO's Alan Abbott.
Anna Morris of Syracuse says she was angry and hurt when she heard there would be no charges filed against the police officer involved in the chokehold death of Eric Garner in New York City.
How can you not bring an indictment when you see all of the evidence, even to the man dying, and his last words were, "I can't breathe." And if you don't understand that, oh my God.
Roxanne Hill of Syracuse carried a sign that said, "It's not enough to be compassionate, you must act." So for her, that action was joining others also disturbed by police actions involving blacks, and she hopes something comes from protests like these.
To me, the end game here is to move forward and to pressure our government to be more responsive, which means that there should be a relook at that case in New York City. And if we have to take it federal, so be it. We take it federal.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
Groups of students also protested for peace on the campus of SUNY Oswego.